Welcome to TR Talks, where your host, Team Rajpal, talks everything Toronto and GTA real estate, from buying, selling, leasing, investing, and rental management. An unfiltered conversation with industry experts helping you stay up to date with the market. Back here with another episode of TR Talks Toronto Real Estate. And I'm really excited today because I'm talking to Brandon Wiggins, who is the VP of Sales at MySolar. So always have had a lot of questions from buyers about, you know, solar panels and what it involves and is it a good idea? And then, of course, on the other side, homeowners that are looking for the same questions to be answered. So MySolar is an end-to-end premium solar company that focuses on delivering a high-quality product, service, and customer experience. Their in-house solar engineers, designers, project managers, procurement professionals, and installation technicians are expertly trained and have decades of experience in their trade. Solar energy has never been more accessible, effective, and affordable than right now. Rising electricity rates, aging infrastructure, inflation, and environmental degradation are working against Canadian families. MySolar's mission is to help homeowners take control of their energy and have a positive impact on the environment. So welcome, Brandon Wiggins, joining me today to really just uncover all the questions that people have around solar panels.
Yes, thank you so much, Gita, for having me. Great intro. I couldn't have said it better myself. And yeah, happy to have a discussion with you, answer any questions you have in terms of solar.
For sure. And so I think I'll just take it back several years. I'd say probably it's been 13, 14 years now, where we had a home that we were going to list, and they didn't end up selling. But the seller, for their part, were talking about the huge advantage they had because they had solar panels. There was an added benefit because they were making money off of it. And so they thought they were going to have so many buyers jumping at the opportunity to buy their home with these solar panels. And I mean, Brandon, this may or may not be news to you, but we had buyers that were just very hesitant. They weren't entirely sure, well, what are these solar panels? And no, what does it involve? And I think, you know, like the conversation we were having the other day, people, when they don't know enough about something, they hesitate, they're skeptical, and then they don't want to enter that arena. And so, you know, now 10, 15 years later, I'd love to hear and get into the details of, you know, where solar panels and the industry is at right now. And of course, get into details of what is it all about? What are the different options and what are the incentives? I know that's a whole lot of stuff that I just threw at you, but let's start with the first.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll do my best to unpack it all. So, to start off, there is, especially with real estate and real estate agents, a common misconception on what solar actually is today, because that previous program that you mentioned was actually launched in 2009. It was called the MicroFit program. And that was where solar companies would essentially rent out a homeowner's roof. They would pay them monthly for it. So the homeowners were, you know, benefiting in terms of, you know, compensation, but they didn't actually own the system. So it didn't add any value to the house. And then it was a nightmare when selling, because that contract had to be rewritten and transferred to the new homeowner. It was complicated. You know, real estate agents didn't want to deal with that. So that's what that program was. So today I kind of have to explain what solar is, because the panels currently with a new program are owned. So it's like adding an energy producing asset to your roof that actually adds value to your home. And in Canada, obviously solar's a little bit newer compared to, let's say, the US. We're about 10 years behind the US in terms of solar adoption. And then that's solely because the government hasn't heavily incentivized it until a few years ago, until recently. So Solar is now booming in Canada. The government just announced that more solar will be installed in the next 2 years than in the previous 40 because of the incentives.
Wow.
And, you know, basically, you know, the value proposition behind solar is electricity bills are increasing every single year. If you look at historical averages, they increase by about 7.1% per year. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to continue. You never own anything. You pay that energy bill for life, right? And it goes up every year. Yeah. With solar, as long as you can design a system that will meet your energy needs, so offset all of your energy bill, you will protect yourself from inflation. So you're going to get rid of that expensive electricity bill. You're adding value to the home. You're saving thousands of dollars in energy costs long term and taking advantage of all the government incentives and rebates. And you're also doing something good for the environment. I always tell homeowners, if it makes logical and financial sense, then you almost have an obligation to do it for your community and the environment. So
that's such a great way of putting it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like if it makes sense in every other way, and on top of that, it's a feel good thing, then and that obligation, of course, because now we want to be very, more and more people are very cognizant of, you know, what their impact is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
it's becoming somewhat of a badge of honor. We see a lot of homeowners, you know, they're getting it, and it is that badge of honor that they're signaling to the community they are, you know, energy conscious. And once one homeowner gets it in a neighborhood, we see that the proof of concept there, multiple homeowners will reach out to us and want to adopt solar technology as well. You know, people typically don't want to be the first movers, but once that first person on the street gets it, it snowballs from there. And then in terms of, you know, benefits of selling a house, because that's obviously the industry you're in the U.S., Zillow has compiled data. Zillow and Forbes have compiled data that a home with solar, it'll increase the value of the house by an average of 4.1%, and it'll actually sell 15 to 20% faster. And that's solely because when comparing, let's say the house is the exact same, A-B comparison, you're buying one house that has no electricity bill, right? Or electricity consumption, and they have an energy producing asset that's going to produce energy for the next 40 years, right? As opposed to another home that has an energy bill that's going to be increasing and they have to pay it for life. So that energy-
Almost like it's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer to do it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of government incentives, the government's giving right now up to $40,000 interest-free loan to pay for solar. And I don't know if you were aware of this,
hang on. So the government, so as of today, mm-hmm. if somebody were, let's say, so using an example, we've got clients, they've been living in their home for whatever, it's 5, 7, 10 years. And I imagine the age of the home has no bearing on anything.
No, it's age of roof. If you know the roof is of a certain age, we may recommend it be upgraded, and we have preferred roofing partners for that. But no, the age of home doesn't matter.
Okay, great. So now they decide, you know what, they want to go solar, and yeah. Walk me through that. What would happen?
Yeah, perfect. So first, we create a free custom solar design, a report for that homeowner. So first thing we need is a copy of their energy bill to know how much energy their home utilizes. And then we use our satellite sun mapping software. We essentially scan the roof of their home, and then we put together a proposed solar system to meet that homeowner's energy needs. And, you know, should they want to move forward with it, the incentive is up to $40,000 interest-free from the government. So let's say the system's $30,000. Mm-hmm. Typically before, a homeowner would have to spend, you know, $30,000 up front, which a lot of homeowners don't have, or they would have to finance it. And we all know what financing rates are right now, pay large monthly interest payments.
Yeah.
So now it's a 10-year interest-free loan. So that $30,000 would be paid, would be $250 a month for 10 years, and then the payments are done. So basically, that bill never goes up. At 10 years, it's done, and then they're essentially bill-free for energy. And then there are some additional, you know, rebates and incentives that they're going to be adding on in the future here. So it is very lucrative and viable for homeowners to adopt solar technology now because of these incentives.
No, which is amazing. So this $40,000 loan, interest-free loan,
yep.
is from the government.
Correct.
And it's payable monthly in very bite-sized amounts
yep.
for 10 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So just equal payments. So 120 months, 10 years to pay it off. So whatever the system is, divided by 120, and those are your payments. Zero interest, 100% of the payment goes towards principal, and 10 years it's done. So it's, that allowed it to essentially be a no-brainer for homeowners to upgrade to solar, because you're just replacing an expensive electricity bill that goes up every year with a fixed solar payment that never goes up and is done in 10 years. And then you're, you know, have an energy producing asset, like I said, that produces energy for 40 plus years.
Amazing. Now, in terms of, now let's say the homeowner is in year five and now they're ready to sell their home. So would they now pay out the rest of that loan? Would it get transferred to the new owner? This would be a question that we would probably get asked.
Yeah, that's a great question. So they would pay out that loan and then add it to the value of the house. So let's say, for example, they installed solar and then 8 years from now or 5 years from now, they decided to sell. Maybe they've made $15,000 payments toward the solar system. So there's $15,000 left owing. Then they just add that $30,000 to the value of the house and they'll recoup that cost after sale. So you'll at least get the cost of the solar system back upon sale of the home. The average is 4.1%, but let's say whatever you're paying, you're at least getting that back after sale.
No, for sure. And it sounds like as well, I mean, if you also know that you're going to be in your home for a significant period of time, it also makes sense in that case too. I mean, if you know that you're going to be buying, selling every 2 years, then, you know, maybe not as much, but if you know that you're here and you're going to, you know, make your roots in this home and you're here for the long term, I think it definitely makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're going to be in the home long term, financially, it is a no-brainer to do. As you mentioned, if you're moving every few years, I would hold off and wait until you get to a home at least you're going to be living in for 8 years.
Yeah, which makes sense. Okay. Yeah. And so just, you know, just because things have changed quite a bit, obviously, over the last several years, you know, are there any common questions that you get from, you know, new users that might be helpful for our listeners to learn from? Anything, you know, in terms of tips or questions that you might want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first is, you know, do solar panels need maintenance? Like, what do I actually have to do? And solar panels, the great part is there's no moving parts. So they don't require maintenance. Essentially, once they're installed, you have and this is great for people that love tech, is you'll have an app that you can actually monitor your panels' productions with. So you can see how much energy your panels are producing, but you can also see if there's any degradation or something that goes wrong with one of the panels.
Very cool.
So you have complete, they're not just up there and you're guessing if they're producing energy, you can see it real time. And if there are any issues, you can call us and obviously we'll come take care of it. And the best part about solar now is the warranties are so extensive. There's 25-year product and performance warranties. So if anything happens, you're completely covered. So it does provide a lot of peace of mind for homeowners. So once the panels are installed, there's no maintenance that's required. In some dusty states, let's say like Arizona, drier states, they do require homeowners every few years to maybe hose them off if dust accumulates. We don't see that here, but the most you'll have to do is maybe wash them off every few years. So super, super simple to maintain.
Right. And that kind of brings me to, you know, given our extreme weather conditions, is there, you know, any impact from that standpoint?
That's a great question. Actually, all of our solar panels, they're built for cold weather climates. And no, it actually doesn't impact the solar production. So in the winter, the cold, they're built for, you know, minus 50. There's no issues in terms of freezing. And for snow, so they produce a minimal amount of heat. So when it snows and snow covers your panels, it'll actually usually melt off within a couple hours. So it melts off, the panels are on an angle, so there's no issue there. And then we also take into account when we generate our reports, we take about 5% snow loss into the calculations that take it, that into consideration. So all your calculations are going to be inclusive of snow loss. But yeah, you don't have to get up there with a shovel and, you know, shovel your panels off. It'll literally just melt off with ease. So nice. Super simple there. Yeah.
So for clients of yours then, you know, since it's so it's maintenance free, is there any post sales service involved at all? Like, do they need to be in touch with you?
No, unless something, obviously, if there's an issue that arises and they contact us and we'll be there right away to fix that issue. But as long as their solar panels are producing energy and everything is working in good order, then no, there's no aftercare necessary. But we will be there, you know, long term for that client should anything arise. Maybe they're getting an EV and they want to increase the size of their solar system. So they'll call us and we can, you know, do another design and add to their current system. Or they want an added battery or something along those lines, or an EV charger for that matter. We offer those products as well and we can help them out.
Okay, great. And so for your company, like where do you service? Like, what are the areas that you service and, you know, how, what would that first step be? I guess just making a call.
Yeah, for sure. So we service all of Ontario. We're actually launching in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia at the end of next month. So very shortly here, but all of Ontario. And yeah, they would just essentially call us. One of our solar advisors would have a discovery call with them, kind of go through some pre-qualifying questions, and then they would send us a copy of their energy bill. And then we would just create a free custom solar design for their home so they can see exactly how much money they're going to save, you know, the cost, the ROI, the rebates they're going to qualify for, and if it really does make sense for their home to go solar. And then we send, you know, our team there to do a site survey. They check structural integrity of the home, make sure mm-hmm. the roof is in good condition. And right. then we move forward with that project. And it usually takes about 14 weeks from moving forward to install. And we take care of everything from A to Z, from, you know, grid capacity to, you know, the site survey, all the permitting, obviously, because it is a construction project. So we take care of everything on the back end. So the homeowner doesn't have to deal with anything. We deal with all of the full service, and then they bask in the sun and you know, adopt their energy savings. So we like to make it as seamless as possible for homeowners because it is a complicated process behind the scenes. And that's why we built our company with everything in-house. We don't outsource any part of the project. So from our, you know, engineers, our designers, our construction crew, we don't outsource. So we have quality control. And that's why we really focus on delivering a premium quality product and service to customers. Because again, it is an energy producing asset that's going to be on your roof for 40 plus years. So it is really important to focus on that quality. And aesthetics too. Aesthetics are really important. Our wiring management, we use triple black panels. So they look like very sleek flat screen TVs on your roof. And that's wow. important. Curb appeal is important as well, especially when selling a home, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, I was going to ask, because there are obviously other companies in the marketplace. And so what would you say kind of sets you apart? But I think some of that you really did bring up. But would you say for the most part, even for the other companies there, like it's pretty much standard, or are there any, you know, glaring differences?
Yeah, there are some companies that maybe wouldn't consider themselves premium. And, you know, they might not use the triple black panels, their wiring management might show. So they're not as premium as something that we would deliver. There are some companies that do everything in-house, but there are a lot of companies that outsource from, you know, subcontracting the installers to outsourcing the engineering. So we are full EPC. So from A to Z, nothing's outsourced. We also have, we're the only solar company right now that has in-house financing solutions for homeowners. So you know, there's different options available for homeowners. So from engineering, design, construction, financing, everything's under one roof. And that's why even, you know, a lot of, and I won't name names yet, but a lot of Canada's largest home builders, you know, are choosing to work with us because of the quality of service that we do deliver. And that's another thing.
Something that you had mentioned as well, I know when we were talking the other day, was about mm-hmm. what's coming in the future for solar panels, and especially in and around pre-construction for homes. So is that
Yes.
something you can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So, by 2030, all homes are mandated to be built net zero ready and solar ready. And what that means is they include essentially the infrastructure necessary to install solar, and the homes are optimized for solar. So the roof layouts, the orientation, they make sure they have a lot of south-facing planes that are great for solar energy. The conduits are all going to be built in. So essentially, a homeowner moves in and they want solar. We can literally just go slap the panels on, and they're ready.
Now, will that take down the cost for the owner?
So yes, if their house is built solar ready, absolutely, because the infrastructure is already in place. So yeah, it will bring down the cost for new builds. Yes.
Amazing. Now, that's really good to know. Okay, well, listen, I mean, I think this is a lot of information. Very valuable information, and I would say I don't know if you're able to share or not. Maybe give us an idea of numbers or even percentages of like what are you seeing in terms of people l that are moving the solar way? Like, do you have some kind of an indication of where numbers have moved over the last 10, 15 years?
Yeah, not exact stats. I know, like I said, more solar is being installed in the next 2 years than in the previous 40. So there's thousands of homeowners right now waiting on their installation. We're going to be installing hundreds of homes this spring. So everything's trending towards the solar, revolution, if you will. It's, energy is higher than it's ever been. Solar technology is more accessible and more affordable than it's ever been. And homeowners are just, they're energy conscious now. They're aware solar technology is an option. So, especially with the adoption of EVs, by 2035, they're stopping the sale of new gas vehicles in Canada, right? So, our vision for the future is, everyone's going to have their EV charger, and then solar on the roof that, provides their home energy. It's the only thing that really makes sense. So we're excited to lead the charge in Canada for that.
I love it. That's amazing. Well, listen, Brandon, thank you so much. I think this was very, very educational. For people, for any of our listeners that are looking to get more information, we're going to have your details and contact information in the show notes so they know who to reach. I know Brandon's going to say, well, no, don't call me directly, but we'll have that information in there. And what's your website if somebody just wants to go online and take a look at more information online?
Yeah, absolutely. It's mysolarhome.ca. And you can go on, check out some more information, and they can also request a free custom solar design on the website. And we'd be more than happy to make up that report and walk you through the benefits of solar for your home.
Okay, amazing. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. And I'm sure we're going to be doing like a part two to this
Absolutely.
in probably in the coming months and years.
Great.
So
Yeah.
thanks again.
TR Talks is hosted by members of Team Rajpal with RE/MAX. Rajiv Rajpal and Xerxes Barucha are brokers. Geeta Rajpal and Nicholas Ip are sales representatives, all registered with the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board, Real Estate Council of Ontario, and Canadian Real Estate Association. This podcast is for informational purposes only and not for financial or investment advice. Please do your own due diligence.